From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. The city of Akron, or village, excuse me, of Akron, is flushing hydrants. They're going to start flushing hydrants on Monday, October 13th, and they will be continuing until Friday, October 17th. While work is going on, residents may see discoloration in the water. If there is discoloration, they say let the water run until it shows clear. But in their notice about the hydrants, they leave no time of the day that they are going to start. So all next week, pretty much, the village of Akron going to have hydrant flushing going on every day. Authorities are investigating a fire and reports of vandalism at the Liberty Harbor Marina in Bay City early Thursday morning. Firefighters and public safety officers responded before 2 a.m. on October 9th to reports of a boat fire. Crews arrived to find an unoccupied vessel fully engulfed in flames and quickly brought the fire under control. Containment booms were placed at the mouth of the marina to prevent pollution from entering the Saginaw River. With assistance from the U.S. Coast Guard Station Saginaw River and oversight from the Michigan Department of Environmental, Great Lakes, and Energy, during the investigations, officials discovered several other boats at the marina had been broken into and vandalized. Investigators are collecting evidence and seeking information about any possible suspects. No injuries were reported. Anyone from information should contact the Bay City Department of Public Safety at 989-892-8571 or Bay City County Central Dispatch at 989-892-9551. Or you can submit an anonymous tip to Crime Stoppers at 1-800-422-JAIL. All right. Michigan Senator Gary Peters and Alyssa Slotkins have introduced a bipartisan Pray Safe Act to enhance security at homes and houses of worship nationwide following the deadly attack on the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc Township. The legislation would require Department of Homeland Security to establish a federal clearinghouse to provide faith-based organizations and nonprofits access to best practices for safety and security, federal grant programs, and training opportunities. Senator Peters emphasized the importance of protecting the fundamental rights to worship freely amid rising violence against places of worship. Senator Slotkin highlighted the need for this bill as attacks have targeted mosques, synagogues, and churches nationwide for years. The act aims to create a centralized resource to help religious communities access security information and federal resources efficiently, promoting safer worship environment across all faiths. And we'll be right back after this word.
Enough already.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org today.
All right, in national news, reports indicate more than 1,000 jobs were posted for temporary work visas in the United States to tackle labor gaps. The move aims to fill critical positions in construction, technology, and healthcare. The government is reviewing applications and amid industry feedback. Employers say foreign workers remain critical to many sectors. Some lawmakers support the expansion, while others raise concerns about oversight. The visa program will be evaluated for long-term needs. Students and officials across the country marked major infrastructure project improvements by the Union Cabinet, including railway expansion in four states. The interactive aims to improve rail and industrial connectivity. New tracks stations upgrades are planned for completion next year. Economic experts express positive effects for regional growth. The government says it is committed to modernizing public transportation. Community leaders welcome the investment in jobs and their services. That's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net.